But say welcome to today's Mishnah Yomi. Today we are learning Emirat Hashem, Meseches Peah, Perek Vav, Chapter 6, Mishnayis Hey through Vav, Mishnayis 5 through 6. Mishnah Hey says as follows. Mishnah Hey, interestingly enough, gets a little bit more into some of the fundamentals of Shechacha. Shnei Amarim Shechacha, Shlosh Einam Shechacha. If you forget two bundles behind in the field, that's considered Shechacha. But if you forget three, ultimately, again, that is not considered shechacha, and therefore halacha lamaisa, one would be permitted to go back and take those bundles. Shnei tziburei zesim v'charuven shechacha u'shlosh en shechacha. Here's something interesting. We actually saw this in the beginning of the Masechta, alluded to this idea that shechacha doesn't only apply to bundles of wheat, bundles of grain, but rather, again, as we're going to see, that halacha lamaisa, it applies to other items that are normally heaped or put in piles. So, for example, again, shnei tziburei zesim v'charuven shechacha. Let's say a person had two heaps, two piles of olives, or two heaps or piles of carobs. So, again, each heap is the equivalent of a sheaf of wheat. So the idea is that if one forgot two sheaves, one forgot two bundles, so that shechacha. So too, if one forgets two heaps or two piles of olives or carobs, those are shechacha as well. Shlosh ein shechacha. But again, if you forgot three piles of olives or carobs, then halacha lamaisa, that is not shechacha. Shnei hutznei pishton shechacha. Now here's what's interesting. So what's interesting to note is as follows, that flax is treated a little bit differently, that a stalk of flax itself is subject to the halachos of shechacha. So interestingly enough, so the Mishnah says, therefore, shnei hutznei pishton, if you forget two stalks of flax, sa halacha lamaisa, again, that's shechacha, but shlosha inon shechacha, three stalks of flax are not shechacha. Now, why is flax treated differently? So the Bartanur explains it's very simple, because flax wasn't gathered in bundles. Because it was never gathered in bundles, it was only gathered stalk by stalk. Therefore, halacha lamaisa, the halachos of shechacha, as they apply to flax, are going to apply to individual stalks and not to bundles. Incredible. Shnei gargirei peretz. Listen, we're switching gears now. So remember again, there's a concept of peret. Peret is similar idea shechacha, but this is you're picking grapes. As you're picking grapes, if some of the grapes fall to the ground, the halacha is that you are supposed to leave them for the poor. So again, the same way that when I'm collecting, this is kind of a little bit more similar almost to like leket, when I'm collecting stalks, if the stalks fall on the ground, so I have to leave them for the poor. So too, again, as I'm picking grapes, if grapes fall to the ground, I'll leave them for the poor. Shnei gargirin peret. So the Mishnah says that halacha lemaisa, if you drop two grapes, that's peret. Shlosha, ain't a peret. Same idea. Three grapes, ultimately you're permitted to go back for them. It's not called peret. Shnei shibalim leket. Similar idea. If you drop two stalks of grain, that's called leket. Shlosha ain't a leket. Ultimately, again, three stalks are not leket. So actually, a Mishnah like this is really beautiful. We think to ourselves, you know, would have been great to have this Mishnah like at the beginning of the Masechta, as it really very beautifully lays out all of the halachas. So the Mishnah is off by saying, Eluk kedivri beis Hillel. Everything we've spoken until this point in time is Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel essentially adopts what we'll call the 2-3 model. Two being if you go out and you leave behind a sheaf of wheat, a stalk of flax, two grapes. These will be subject to the halachos of leket, shechacha, and peret. We're not talking about pay anymore, but peret. Versus three is when you're allowed to go back and take it back for yourself. However, va'al kulon beishamai omrim, shlosha la'aniyim, va'arba la'balabayis. Beis Shammai does not have a 2-3 model. Rather, Beis Shammai has a 3-4 model. F up to three items left behind will be subject to leket, shechacha, and peret, but four or more items left behind ultimately become the property of the balabayis, and he is permitted to go back and reclaim them and retrieve them. And the Bartanur explains this. The Bartanur says something very interesting. He says, so again, you'll see in the Bartanur, both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, each darshan the psukim a little bit differently, but again, Beis Hillel has his 2-3 model, Beis Shammai has his 3-4 model. Beautiful. Mishnah Vav, an interesting case. Ha'omer sheish bosa saim shachacha, eino shichacha. An interesting case. Let's say you leave behind a bundle of grain, but this is a zaftig bundle of grain. It's a big bundle. It's a big bundle. How big? That literally, again, it has, it's the size of two sa'ah. Two sa'ah, which is a huge bundle. So what's the halacha? Eino shichacha. Ultimately, again, it's not shechacha. Now, why is it not shechacha? Because halacha lemaisa is actually very interesting. The Baruch Tanur explains, because at the end of the day, shechacha applies to bundles. But a bundle that is this big is not a bundle. It's not a bundle. It's something else. So because it's so much bigger than a typical bundle, therefore, halacha lemaisa, it's not subject to the laws of shechacha. Shnei amarim ubahem sasayim. What happens if you have two bundles? And the two bundles combined are two sa'ah. So now the shaila is, are they shechacha or not? Rabbi Gamliel omer lebalabai. So Rabbi Gamliel says, ultimately, they're not shechacha. And therefore, halacha lemaisa, lebalabai could take them back. V'cham say no la'aniyim. That they are shechacha, since each individual bundle is less than two sa'ah, even though they're combined is two sa'ah, Chacham said is shechacha. Interesting. Rabbi Gamliel says, V'chi merov ha'amarim, yufi koach shabalabayis, ahura kocho. So it's interesting. So Rabbi Gamliel says, I don't understand. In this case over here, right, the balabayis is leaving behind more than one bundle. So tell me, says Rabbi Gamliel, when the balabayis leaves behind more bundles, do his rights increase or decrease? So Amr Lahem Yofi Kocho. So the Chacham say, you're right. Of course, the more bundles you leave behind, the more, in other words, remember, the more bundles you leave behind, the more of an accumulating right you have to recollect those items you left behind. The less items you leave behind, the less of a right you have to collect them. So therefore, again, Amr Lahem Shabbat Gamliel says back to the Chachamim, Uma im bizman shu omer echad ubos asayim ushachacho eno shechacha. So Rabbi Gamliel finishes his argument. It's like this. And now, if you left behind one bundle and it was two sa'ah, everyone agrees the Balabayas could go back and take it. It's not shechacha. Shnei amorim ubahem sasayim eno din shle shechacha. Then all the more so if it's two bundles and together they're two sa'ah, certainly they should not be shechacha, and the Balabayas should be able to go back and take them. Amru lo. So the Chacham say back to Rabbi Gamliel, not so fast. Lo, im amart ba omer echad shub kegodish, tomar b'shnei amarim shein kekrichos. So the Chacham say that's not really a fair comparison. When you have one bundle that is the size of two sa'ah, ultimately the reason it's not subject to shechacha is because we said before, it's because it's not a bundle. That's not a bundle. That's something else, right? That's something else. The Lashon Hara is kegodish. Godish means like a huge pile or a stack. So when it's that big, it's not a bundle. If it's not a bundle, it's not subject to shechacha. But tarm b'shnei amarim shein kekrichos. But at the end of the day, in this case, where he's leaving behind two bundles, granted, their combined volume is two sa'ah, but l'maise, each individual bundle has the identity of a bundle, and therefore is subject to the din of shechacha. So fascinating machlokes between Rabbi Gamliel and the Chachamim. We will stop over here. We'll continue with Mishnah Zayin and Ches tomorrow. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.